today we're going to talk about how to be helpful and hopeful and kind to people when they're going through the time of loss of a loved one. This is something that we all are going to go through or have gone through or will go through and want to do better on. Now, the reason we're going to talk about this is because it's Memorial Day weekend, and on this weekend, we pause to remember all those who have paid the ultimate sacrifice in service of our country, the United States. And that helps us to remember their loss and the family's struggles after that, but also it reminds us that every one of us goes through a time of loss, and we need to be ready to help people when they go through that kind of a situation. So a day is coming when all of us are going to be helping to support a family member or a friend or someone we care about going through a time of loss when they're facing the loss of a loved one. Maybe you've been through one of these, or you're going to be going through one of these sometime soon, or maybe you have a sense of your own time, and that's a harsh reality that we have to walk through. And in situations like this, there is an epic reality that many of us face, is that we don't know what to say, and we don't know what to do in situations like this. Now, that's, to be honest, very common because these are hard situations to be going through, but we know that we want to be helpful, kind, and hopeful as we go through these situations, and so we want to be better ready to do this. Because what happens is if we say the wrong things or do the wrong things, then we are not helpful, we're not hopeful, and we're not kind. And that's the last thing we want to have happening in these situations. Now, when we're unprepared for these kind of situations, we'll then say things like, God needed another angel in heaven, or they're in better hands now, or God's gonna use this to strengthen you and someday. Now, those are actually terrible things to say to someone when they're going through a time of loss. They actually sound like bad Hallmark cards. They would never get published no matter how bad the card might be. But that's what happens when we aren't really ready to face those situations. When we don't know what to say or what to do, we reach for these platitudes that are so hurtful. We assert things that are not helpful, and it leaves us lacking and it holds people back as they go forward. So instead of having those kinds of things to say or do, what we want to do is we want to be helpful, be hopeful, and we want to be kind through our actions and through the things we say. Now, the best place to start with this is the teachings of Jesus, because Jesus gives us a clear sense of what we can hope to expect in the future. Now, in the Gospel of John, the place where Jesus talked about this most directly, he says these two things. He says, I will go to prepare a place for you, and then I will come again and will take you to myself. These are the two classic teachings of Jesus that give us a sense of how we can have hope in the face of loss. Now, what these mean for us is that Jesus says that there is going to be a place that he goes to prepare for us that we spend eternity. But then he says this other thing, that I will return and I will take you to be with me, which means that Jesus has a belief in an afterlife and a hope of the resurrection that he wants for us as well. Now, we want to be as clear about this as we can be, because these are mysterious and things that we don't all know about, right? And so we want to have great hope that we have a better sense of these things, so that when we face the losses in our lives, we can have a clarity of mind and thought and hope of what to bring forward. Now, this also means that Jesus is teaching us that we have to think about eternity as kind of a two-part step. Now, I know that's a little weird to think about because we're human beings, but we gotta work with what we got. And this helps us, I think, have a better sense of why we can stand firm and why we can hold on to that which we wanna say in times of loss. So what Jesus is teaching us is that there's eternity part one and there's eternity part two. Now, again, sounds a little funny, but let's just roll with this for now. Now, what he's teaching about is that eternity part one is heaven. When he teaches that he's going to prepare a place for us, he's talking about heaven, where we get to go after we pass away. But Jesus doesn't stop there. God doesn't stop there, and then says to us there's an eternity part two. And eternity part two is the new heaven and the new earth. And this is what Jesus is teaching about when he said he's going to come again and bring about this new heaven and a new earth. Now, that is what we classically think about as the second coming of Jesus. And what Jesus is teaching there, it's at that point that he's going to come back and he's going to establish God's new kingdom here on earth. And there's going to be a new heaven and a new earth where everything has been restored. And we're going to spend eternity there with all who have gone before us. And that should give us great hope that God is going to bring about a full restoration of all these challenges that we're facing, and is going to have us with God for eternity. Now, when we have these things as the anchor of our faith when it comes to working through situations like this and facing the loss, when we have great hope that this is what is going to give us confidence that we will be with God for eternity, that God is going to fix everything that has been broken, and that gives us a sense of the great hope we have, that is what gives us confidence to say better or true things or helpful things to people in their times of loss, in their times of going through the loss of a loved one. So I want to invite us now to do a little bit of a role play as you were. And I want you to think about and envision the next time that you're going to be at a memorial service or a wake or a funeral. And you find yourself walking up to your friend, to your family member in their time of loss. And I want you to try your very best to remember that you have the hope of God's resurrection with you. That you're bringing that hope to them in that moment. And instead of reaching for those things that will hurt them, why don't you reach for these new things that will help them? Now, they're very simple, and what we need to remember is that we can stop here because we have hope that these are true. And when we bring these, we can be helpful, hopeful, and kind in those moments. So what I want you to think about being able to ready to say are these couple of things. I'm sorry for your loss. That's it. You want to tell them you're sorry. You don't want to say anything else about whatever else might be happening, all right? Just stay and stop there. Next thing you can say to them is, you're in my thoughts and prayers. Now, only say this if this is true, right? But we want to be people who are praying and let them know that we are remembering them and they're not forgotten. And if in the moment you feel a sense that you need one more thing to say because they seem to be racked with grief or need a little bit of hope more, you can say this, someday you'll be back together. And then stop there. That's what we have clarity on, that we are with people, that we're sorry for the loss, that we're praying for them, and that someday they'll be back together with their loved ones. If you can stay there and stop there, you will be kind, helpful, and hopeful to them. And you'll bring a lot of relief to them in that moment. Now, if you're closer with somebody in this time of loss and you're gonna really journey with them through a time of struggle, then you wanna be able to be there with them, for them, and more. So in the follow-up time that's gonna come, you need to be intentional about spending time with them. And when you do, there's a few things that you can do to help them as well. The first thing you can do is you can ask them about their loved one. People are afraid to do this because what they're worried about is that they're gonna bring up the person and they're gonna bring back this memory, this loss, this grief. We think that, but the truth is there's never a moment where they're not thinking about their loved one. And when we ask them about them, we actually bring hope and grace to them in that moment. You're not gonna all of a sudden bring them back to that loss because they're in the midst of it. And if you're finding that they are just needing help and one more sort of word of hope, remind them this, that a time will come when you're gonna be back together. And leave it at that. Don't say anything that you don't think is gonna be helpful, kind, or hopeful. Now, the truth is that some people will find themselves in a situation like that and they'll uncover that their friend, their family member is really struggling and you're not at a loss of how to help them. If that's the place that they're in, then you need to help them get professional help. Grief counselors, mental health experts can help them move through. That is gonna happen and we need to be ready for that. But most of the time, that's not where people are. Most of the time, they just need a good friend, a good family member who is confident in the hope of Jesus Christ to be hopeful, helpful, and kind in those situations. Hopeful, helpful, and kind is not always simple. It's not always easy, but it is what hopefully we want to be doing in these moments of loss. And if you're a follower of Jesus, it's 100% the thing that you need to be doing in these times of loss. Now, I hope that we all can aspire to be helpful, hopeful, and kind to the family and friends in these situations. But I want you to know that I am one of those people who needs to be reminded of these things at this time. As I've shared in a few other places, I've got a close family member in my extended family who's just been recently diagnosed with cancer. And the prognosis for my family member is not good, according to the oncologist. And so in this moment, I need to be reminded about God's hope and God's love for the future, for my family member, and for all of us. I need to be reminded of this because I don't want to say things that are going to be unhelpful and hurtful to my family, to my family members. And in particular, I need to be reminded of this because I'll be the one who's helping my family member through the situation. And I'm also going to be part of helping my family make it through it as well. And so in this moment, I need to be reminded of how to be helpful, hopeful, and kind, just like the rest of us do. The way that we can do this is to be confident in God's hope and God's promise of a life to come and rest in that and stay in that place. And when we let that be true for us and when we allow that to be what leads us through these moments, we are going to be able to be the kind of people that are helpful, hopeful, and kind as we go through these moments of life. I hope that each one of us can be that kind of person as we support our friends and family as they're going through this time of loss. It's really what God wants for us in these times. So let's try to do that as best we can. Would you please pray with me? Holy God, we thank you that you have given to us great hope of the future. A great hope that you will be with us for eternity and we will be with you and that one day you will indeed make all things right. God, help us to never forget this and let this transform the way that we look at being there for people in their times of loss. Indeed, let that be what leads us to be hopeful, helpful, and kind in all we do in those situations. God, we pray this in your name. Amen.